The Carsey Institute at the University of New Hampshire released the report, which is based on survey data from the U.S. Census Bureau. The Institute's Director of Research on Vulnerable Families, Beth Mattingly, says there are no obvious reasons for the sudden increase.
What demographic characteristics of our population may have changed? Are people employed less? Are they earning, you know, obviously, on average, there's more people in poverty, but overall, are people earning less? You know, we're going to look at the full demographic picture to see what we can figure out.
New Hampshire had the lowest child poverty rate for more than a decade, but the report shows 10 states, including Massachusetts and Connecticut, now have lower rates. In the Granite State, child poverty is at about 18% in rural areas and just under 10% in suburban regions. Nationally, the child poverty rate held steady at 22.6%. Last year, the federal poverty line for a family of four was slightly more than $23,000. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brinley.